Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
It's the Drunk Tank Podcast. The Drunk Tank Podcast. I love the Drunk Tank Podcast.
So the Grinch recorded our latest podcast.
I guess so.
That was awesome.
I always loved that cartoon when I was a kid. I'm glad we're associated with a project that's somewhat very similar to it.
Man, so this has to go down as the podcast that took the longest to get started in history.
Yeah, I think it's right up there.
It must have taken us. We had, as soon as we were ready to start, we started to hear noises. Bizarre noises, and it took us like 30 minutes to kill all the noise bugs.
Yeah, normally it's not a big deal, but Jesus, even the air conditioner was acting up today.
Yeah,
do you guys have a ghost here, don't you?
That's the rumor. Yeah, that we have a ghost.
If you haven't noticed, we have a special guest today.
It's a girl.
I'm the special guest.
Who are you?
I'm Griffin Ramsey.
I'm Jeff Ramsey.
Are y'all related?
Maybe. Actually, part of Jeff's family lives in Oregon, I think, so it's possible we might be related.
Third cousins.
Yeah. Nice. I'm okay with third. It's fine.
Also, we do it sometimes.
Classy.
No, there's nothing classy about it.
So, yeah, supposedly, have you seen a ghost? I've never seen a ghost or anything weird up here.
I have something that happens to me that doesn't happen to anyone else, but I'll get into that in a minute. The main thing that people complain about is when you're here late at night, you hear people walking in the hallway, and you hear doors open and close. And if you're sitting in that chair right there where you are, like editing, mm-hmm. There'll be somebody. Somebody will come into the room and stand near you, and you'll be like, "Hey, who? There's nobody here. What the? Mm-hmm. Oh shit!" But the thing that happens to me is that if I walk in the back door at certain times, like super early in the morning or super late at night, I smell men's cologne right in that little hallway. Nobody else smells it, and it's really weird.
Well, I see why I've never encountered the ghost. One, you have to be here late at night, or two, you have to be editing. So I have never encountered the ghost.
Yeah, you're safe.
I'm totally safe. A ghost, maybe I'm the ghost.
You keep your banker's hours, and you'll be just fine.
I like how the ghost only puts cologne on for you, though. It's sweet.
I don't know what it is, but it's really bizarre.
Maybe it's like some old long dead cowboy who's trying to impress you.
It's like it's kind of weird. It's like I've never smelled that kind of cologne before. Not that I'm a connoisseur of cologne, a colognosseur, but it definitely smells like old timey.
Isn't the building we're in pretty old?
Yeah, this building's like 150 years old or so.
I don't think it's that old. Didn't you ever? You found out the date it was built, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was though. I was hoping you did.
It was like it was like 1900s.
Okay.
Like early, maybe like 1905 or something. I think that's what you told me, because I was guessing late 1800s.
Yeah, well, that's still pretty old. That's still over 100 years.
It's still like 150 years old.
Wait, no. That's not true.
it's 150 Alabama years.
I'm just as bad at math as you are, so it's hard for me to dispute that. But it doesn't sound right.
It's like 104 years.
Okay.
Jesus, that's a long time. So, hey, Gus, what's up?
Actually, this morning I read, you might be very interested to hear this, that Left 4 Dead 2, supposedly, there's a rumor going around that they might get Avatar Awards.
Yeah, I read that same thing. I think that'd be pretty cool. The idea of the Avatar Award isn't something that I see myself getting into, but I think it's kind of a cool idea. And so far, it hasn't really been fleshed out. Like, it was kind of announced, and they said Splosion Man will be the first game to have the Avatar Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think just yesterday that actually happened.
Right, yeah, that's true.
We'd been waiting around for like 2 or 3 months for that to happen. And there's no way in hell I'm going to go back and play Splosion Man anymore. But they did two cool things. They announced, they released 4 Avatar shirts you can get. And I think you get one for, like, it's as easy as busting out a pane of glass, which if you've played Splosion Man, you know, is basically just like walking 4 feet and you run into glass everywhere. And then the other one is to, like, the hardest one to get is to, like, beat the game on co-op.
You know, I never played Splosion Man. I might go back and play it now. See, this is the thing I was talking about.
You wouldn't like it. It's a platformer.
Yeah, I would hate
yeah,
it.
You wouldn't. I mean, it's kind of a unique take on the platformers, and it's kind of interesting. You basically, instead of jump, you explode. So you explode jump.
We figured out the guys who developed that are here in Austin, right?
Yeah. The same dudes that did the Maw, I think, right?
Yeah, they're behind the Chuck E. Cheese on Ben White.
They are. They're over off, like, Bannister or whatever. Yeah. Twisted Pixel, I think they're called.
I met those guys one night.
Did you?
I think so.
Is this a story I should be hearing?
No. We went to that party. It was like a game party last year. Was it South by... It was somehow connected.
Some sort of... Yeah, I think I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
at Mohawk.
Yeah.
And then, we were mingling, and I think we talked to them.
Were they nice guys?
Seemed nice.
Did any of them try to put it in you?
No.
Don't worry. We have the explicit tag on our podcast, so we can talk about anything.
I actually felt really safe at that little party. Nobody would make eye contact. It wasn't like I didn't feel threatened.
A bunch of awkward video game nerds.
Yeah.
Well, that's comforting. That's the only place we're hanging out from here on out.
One thing I don't understand about the Left 4 Dead 2 Avatar Awards, though, is one of the awards you can get, supposedly, of course, it's all rumor, one of the rumored things you can get is a Depeche Mode shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's some sort of a Depeche Mode tie-in to Left 4 Dead 2.
I don't know. And the rumor is you earn it by rescuing Noam Chomsky from Dark Carnival.
Yeah, Noam Chomsky, I read about that, is supposedly in there somewhere, which would make sense. You know, Valve likes to do that kind of stuff. Noam Chomsky, Griffin, you might not know this, but in the Orange Box, which is the Xbox version of...
Half-Life 2.
Yeah, Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and 2, Team Fortress, and the Portal, which you like.
Yeah, I remember the Orange Box.
There's a little gnome, they call him Noam Chomsky, at the beginning of Half-Life 2, right?
Episode 2, I believe.
Episode 2. He's just like a little garden gnome, and you can pick him up. And there's an achievement to put him in a cannon and fire the cannon into the sky. But
I thought it was a rocket.
A rocket, something like that. It's at that rocket / cannon is at the very end of the game. So you have to carry this little gnome with you through the entire game.
I think I remember you and Gav, and you did it together, I think.
Gavin got it. I don't have it. Bernie got it, too.
Bernie got it.
Yeah, I'll do it someday.
But sure you will.
Anyway, that's pretty cool. Speaking of other cool and interesting tie-ins... maybe Personal Jesus is like the theme song for Left 4 Dead 2 or something.
Maybe. I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will.
Next month. You know, the Left 4 Dead 2 commercial that we made, or I guess that
Bernie and Matt made.
Finally hit the airwaves.
It's a very cool commercial.
Yeah. Valve even sent out a big press release about it, you know, not mentioning us at all.
But. Yeah, we're never going to be mentioned, but... Well, you know, to be fair, we didn't write it or anything. We were just like the cinematographers for it, the DPs.
Still?
And editors. But still, yeah, no, we were all over that. That commercial has our stink all over it.
Oh, yeah, I was surprised. I think Joystick even ran a news post about it yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And that's the, for those who are looking for it, that's the Home Run commercial, I think it's called.
Right, and the one that advertises you get a free baseball bat if you pre-order from GameStop.
Which, I hear the people that didn't pre-order from GameStop but pre-order from other stores are now annoyed that they're not going to get their baseball bat.
Well, that's GameStop's thing now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like that's how they're trying to battle, you know, digital distribution, is you pre-order from them, from a brick-and-mortar store, and you get something extra in the game.
Yeah. Oh, I keep forgetting, but I want to go back to Twisted Pixel for a second.
Okay.
They announced yesterday when they announced that Avatar stuff that they're doing an interesting promotion. I guess... if you download a special avatar or like a special gamer pick and set it as your gamer pick and then play multiplayer games, you have a chance to win free Omaha Steaks. And then if you get selected, then Omaha Steaks will send you a steak in the mail.
Do you know if you've won, or do you just get meat in the mail?
I don't know what the criteria is.
You just get home and open your mailbox.
It's a T-bone. Yeah. And the reason that that makes sense is when if you... kill a scientist in the game, like you're like the explosion man is like a science experiment, and he's like trying to escape, and he's blowing up scientists, and the scientists turn into sides of beef for some reason, like T-bones and stuff.
There's still people that get their meat by mail, I think, right?
Yeah, we had a meat dude come by the house the other day. You would have been super excited, but unfortunately, I was home. He drove up in the truck with the little meat freezer in the back and was like, "Hey, dude, my boss says I got to get rid of all these steaks. They're normally $60," and I was like, I'm vegetarian.
I bought steaks from a dude like that once at a gas station.
I remember that.
Like Mopac and Breaker.
I can't trust.
It was really fucking good.
Was it?
I gotta say that. I mean, of course, it's a whole scam. It's all, my boss says I gotta get rid of this. Yeah. No, fuck that.
It's just like selling speakers.
Yeah, don't feed me the line. But the food was really good.
I would actually rather not have the line. I don't want to hear that your boss wants to get rid of a bunch of meat. I mean, what does that tell you about it?
I got too much meat.
No, but
there's no room in the warehouse for
all
this meat.
If you go to the grocery store, like I was at Fiesta the other day, and I bought like one of those cherry pies, like in the bag. You know what I'm talking about?
Like the Mrs. Baird's one?
Yeah, but it wasn't Mrs. Baird's. It was some company I'd never heard of. And it was like sale, and it was only like 38 cents. So I bought it. And then I looked down, and the expiration date was the next day. Which, you know, I was still within the deadline. But with those things, you know, sit on the shelf forever. And if it was the last day.
How did it taste?
It didn't taste good. No, it wasn't like Mrs. Baird at all. It didn't have the sugar coating.
You mean a pie that cost less than a postage stamp wasn't good?
No. I find that hard to believe.
But anyway, they put it at the front of the building. And like, if somebody's saying, I got to get rid of this, then you should worry about expiration dates.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who this meat guy is, but I got to say, delicious steaks. He was annoyed with me because I only bought steaks for me. Like, he was like, don't you want to buy more? I was like, listen, dude, I live by myself in an apartment. It was obviously years ago before I was married. I was like, I can only eat so much beef.
That's a quote of the day. I can only eat so much beef.
I had a freezer filled with steaks for like 2 months.
How'd you cook them?
I don't remember.
You probably broiled them.
I probably broiled them, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think you had a grill or anything.
No. That was at the apartment up by the Arboretum like fucking years ago.
That was my least favorite of the apartments that I've had to endure. We both have had annoying problems in our that we've forced our friends to deal with through the course of this like 11-year romantic friendship we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that drives me crazy is that for the longest time, thank God you bought a house and it's 2 blocks from me and we can walk to see each other. We're not worried about drunk driving anymore. But for the longest time, you moved. I know it wasn't this frequent, but it felt like you moved every 6 months.
That's not true.
And you insisted on moving to a different part of town every time.
Hey,
and it was how far can I get away from Jeff?
I want to fucking sample the city, man.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. I want to enjoy everything Austin has to offer.
How did the Arboretum taste?
Not that good.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great.
Did it taste like 20 minutes from downtown?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was horrible.
It was a long time ago.
Anyway, thank you for buying a house
and
settling down. Because your wandering ways were wearing me out.
One day that house will be done. And one day we'll have a housewarming party.
When you just moved into the neighborhood, Jeff told me, this is going to be great because we can finally, you know, have what I wanted. Like, Gus and I will be on the front porch when we're old guys complaining about the neighbors. I'm like, what? Well, where do I come in this situation? Like, it's great that you and Gus moved so close.
You left in this scenario, you left 30 years ago.
Okay. Well, I can see that.
I think that time's coming up pretty soon. Yeah.
Now that Gus is, well, you know, we never see you, and that's the thing that's crazy. I'm like, oh, they're next door, like, we'll see them all the time, and we never see you.
Well, I've been dealing with getting my house finished.
They're still settling in.
I called my contractor 21 times yesterday.
Also,
he never returned one call.
Also, I'd like, in Gus's defense, I'd like to point out they came over Sunday night.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
That's true.
Shit.
We previewed the Red versus Blue recreation DVD.
Yeah, we did. And in addition to that, they're coming over tomorrow night for D&D. So apparently you just got served.
Oh, but who decided it was Thursday night?
Frank sent that email. Didn't you get it?
Yeah, I got it. But I already told everyone I cannot do Thursday night.
Well,
you should have replied to the email.
I did reply to the email.
Well, oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, well, I must have just replied to him.
Oh, well, that's not very handy.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the reason we didn't do Tuesday this week is because we were testing the DVD and working late.
Makes sense.
Incidentally, we just sent off the Red vs. Blue recreation and the RT Shorts DVD to be manufactured.
Literally like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, like we were waiting for that guy to send that DVD off, and as soon as it was done, we started recording the podcast.
That is such a scary process, doing that. Like, you and I were literally testing the DVD in the back room here as the guy was walking in, and he's like, all right, I'm here to pick up the DVD. And we're like, hold on, let us just try one more chapter. One more.
He's like, sit down, don't you want to watch with me?
You want coffee? I'll get you some water. I got to test this button navigation. I wonder, I don't know what the process is for like a big distributor, like say, or like a big production company like Universal or, you know, Warner Brothers. I don't know what their DVD testing process is, but I can't imagine it's as intensive as ours.
Yeah, we're really thorough.
Well, it's you know,
and
if
we discover things we'd never seen before.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
Like the new Valhalla cough.
I don't know.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Can we talk about that?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. We discovered some weird audio in our background audio that we've never heard.
We've never heard.
And it came up all of a sudden. We fixed it for the DVD, though.
Yeah, we did. And let's just leave it at that.
So when will the DVD be ready? Do you know? Like, it takes like 3 or 4 weeks for them to...
I was told that the DVD would arrive on or about November 20th. And that we will be able to start shipping them, some of them on the 20th, but most of them on the 23rd. And that's the note I put on the pre-order in the store, is that they'll start shipping on the 23rd.
Just in time for Black Friday.
Yeah.
Well, that's Cyber the goal. Monday.
Yeah, we have to get in there for that. And then the book will be shortly after that. And I think the Trocadero CD gets in right around the same time.
That's awesome.
We got a lot of products hitting all at once.
All just in time for the holidays.
We're dropping it like it's hot.
Yeah.
Four times.
I like the new cover for the Trocadero CD.
Oh yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's cool. I can't wait to see it in person. Supposedly, it's got like a
UV coating,
and it's got some kind of foil thing on it.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be really fancy.
Supposed to be. We'll see.
Does it have a syringe in the spine?
Griffin's making a joke. I actually had a live album from this band Guttermouth a long time ago. It was a punk band. And to promote their album, they put an actual syringe in the spine of the CD.
Nice.
And they got shut down really quickly. And so I have one of, like, a couple hundred that made it out.
Why would they get shut down?
Because they were distributing drug paraphernalia.
It's a syringe. Maybe you fuck people are diabetic.
Yeah. It's like, this is for the diabetic audience.
Only use if you're diabetic. But the album is called Live at the Pharmacy. And if you happen to have one with the syringe in it, you have a very rare CD indeed.
Maybe that's what it is. I've heard diabetics referred to as gutter mouths, right? <That's> mean,
all the time.
Yeah, I mean, oh God, fucking narcs. Shutting down the band.
You've been a really cussy today. Like, I walk in and like Gus is just like a storm walking in going, ah. He was like in like Christmas, what is that, Christmas Story, the movie from the 80s. It's like the dad in the background where you can't even understand the words anymore. And, like
Gus is fighting with the Boilermaker, the boiler in the room.
Yeah.
No, it's not just today, though, Griffin. Gus has been, I think what it is, Bernie and I were actually talking about this the other day.
Oh, great.
I think what it is, Gus used to be an asshole. And then he lightened up. I don't know. He became like kind of a fun-loving for Gus kind of guy in the sense that he wasn't like actively thinking of ways to murder everyone around him constantly. And then the last like 2 months or so, it's just been a return to form. And I think it's because, A, the honeymoon's over in your marriage, let's be honest. You guys have been married for a couple of years now. I know what that's like. And B, you own a house.
It's the house that's killing me.
Yeah. You have this vision of, I'm going to, you know, my home is my castle, and I'm going to have this house, and then I won't have to pay rent to anybody, and it'll be my own place, and if I want to kick a hole in the wall, I can do that, and if I want to paint it an ugly color, I can do that, and everything will be good because I'll have this sense of permanence. And then you find out it's just a money pit. Money and stress creator.
If I had siding. That's all I want. I just want siding on my house. And as soon as that's done, and as soon as I have like a complete house, I'll be set.
Your inside's good. Luckily, it has now become the rainy season in Austin. Out of the blue, we had like 9 inches of rain last week, and then we had a couple inches of rain earlier this week, and you don't have siding.
Mm-mm.
You just have exposed wires.
You've got a roof. You should really be looking on the bright side here.
I do have a roof.
Except that when it gets kind of windy, and sometimes the rain goes sideways.
I have a metal roof, and I know you all have a metal roof as well. The night before last night, I got woken up at 4:30 in the morning by the loudest fucking bang I've ever heard in my life. I thought a burglar had fallen, like, out of a tree onto my house.
It was like...
And I went and I looked, and this huge branch had fallen off of a tree and just, like, hit my roof.
We have some... I'm going to let you know right now. We have some feeble branches in our neighborhood.
Yeah, every storm, there's, like, we can't even go down half the roads on our...
There wasn't even a storm. It was just like a calm 9.
It doesn't take much, yeah.
There must have been a squirrel must have sneezed in the tree or something. Fucking branches go flying.
Yeah, the Cherrywood community has weak trees. That's our downfall. What are you going to do? But enough about our neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's fucking enthralled to hear about our neighborhood.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you going to buy... we just found out, you showed it to me yesterday, that the wireless power... what do you call it? Like pad?
The power mat?
Power mat is out. Are you going to buy one?
You know... I don't know. I like the idea of the power mat, and it's cool that it's out there. I think the execution, I think this initial model, not that great.
Are you unhappy that you have to put, like, a device on your products?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like, you know, I would use it ideally for my iPhone and for, like, a DS. I don't even use my DS. It's just my iPhone. And normally, you have a case around my iPhone, but to use the power mat, you would have to put a case around it.
Yeah, same here.
I'm not crazy about that. I'm looking at it right now on their website, and it's also a little pricey. I'm not too happy about that either.
By the way, are we the laziest people on the planet that we will pay $100 to buy a mat that we can stick our iPod on just so we don't have to plug it in?
No, you know, I've only ever dropped my iPhone once, and that's because it rang late at night and I was asleep, and the power cord got caught on my nightstand, and it, you know, as a result, it fell out of my hand and fell onto the floor.
So this is a safety issue more than anything.
Yeah, this is protect because I don't have a cover on my iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, I dropped mine like 3 times today.
It's true, wow. She did. I watched her kick it out of the car.
I broke that. I've got a little rock. Like, I can't use the headphones on it. I have a little rock that's stuck in
there. Oh,
Jesus. Like a little piece of gravel, and I can't get it out. And then I broke the button on the sound, so I can't mute it anymore.
Wow.
But it's still working, and I don't want to jinx it, so I'm happy.
When you said that Griffin kicked the iPhone, it made me think of that scene in Blur Witch Project. I kicked that map into the fucking river!
Where's the map? I kicked it in the fucking river! That map was useless! One of my favorite scenes in any movie.
Are you guys going to get a power mat?
No.
I might buy one. I might let the company buy me one to test it for the podcast.
You know, if the Power Mat Corporation was wanting to send us one, I would gladly use it.
It's true. Aren't we like one of the most popular podcasts in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could use one of those in my Maserati.
That's right. We're like the next Ricky Gervais.
I can only dream.
Hey, speaking of Ricky Gervais.
Let's not talk about podcasts that are better than ours anymore.
Okay. Yeah, let's not do it.
Let's see. Well, now what are we going to do? So we can't talk about any podcast.
No, we just can't talk about any. Only the ones that are better than us. There's like 2 or 3 we can talk about.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know those podcasts.
Did you know? I do, trust me. I've been spending a lot of time.
We can talk about like Farmer's Almanac Weekly. Or
I've spent a lot of time looking at podcasts on iTunes, trying to figure out what people do, how we do things differently. But if we're not going to talk about Ricky Gervais, we can talk about Seth MacFarlane.
Okay, let's talk about Seth MacFarlane.
And we can talk about how Microsoft backed out of the Family Guy Windows 7 episode.
That's very interesting. I like that Microsoft backed out of the Family Guy Windows 7 episode because they sat down and actually watched Family Guy.
Do you think that's actually true? I mean, I don't know if that's a true story or not.
I don't know. I really don't know.
But I thought it was a weird promotion to begin with. And like, when I first heard about it, I was like,
supposedly, that article I read...
We should explain what
you can
the whole
it.
Thing is.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I guess there was supposed to be like a special half-hour edition of Family Guy that only like that had no commercials because it was entirely promoted by Windows 7, and the whole half-hour special was going to promote with the launch of Windows 7. So this was going to happen in November, but apparently it just got canned 2 days ago or something.
So Microsoft was a big component of this episode. They were a big player in it. So without them, there's not a lot of advertising.
Yeah.
So do you think they'll find a new... Like, let me ask you this. Do you think the Family Guy guys tailored an episode for this? Or do you think they just took an episode, whatever was going to come out, and then let Microsoft sponsor it?
No, I think they tailored one for it.
So this would be like an episode.
Well, I don't know, but I thought because I'll have to put it in the link down. I thought it was going to be like a special edition that was tailored to promoting Windows 7.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if that video will ever be seen in any form then. But the thing I read about it, and you can link that article, is that I guess some people from Microsoft went to something called like Seth MacFarlane's live comedy show.
Or yeah, Seth and Alex's almost live comedy show.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is. And were not pleased by all the talk of necrophilia.
Yeah, I guess the taping occurred on October 16th, and that's when they went to it.
So they didn't actually want comedy, you're saying. They're like, this is not for us.
We're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be very good sponsors either.
Bite your tongue, sir.
We would be the best sponsors in the world.
Yeah, we don't talk about necrophilia anymore as of this moment.
You know, we have a new computer with Windows 7 coming in, hopefully sometime later this week or early next week.
I'm excited to check it out.
Me too.
I really am. I've heard nothing but good stuff about Windows 7.
Can't say any more until I've actually used it, but I'm excited to take a look at it.
Yeah. Do you think it could potentially sway you from being a Mac user back to a PC user?
We'll see.
Fuck it, right.
I'm
Strange
open to
things have happened.
Whatever, I use whatever's best.
Can you hear people talking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
For people talking outside.
Oh, that's weird.
We're not in a soundproof booth, you know?
No, I thought I heard it on my headphones.
No.
You thought okay. It was like possessed.
Like ghost whispering or something.
Did you smell the cologne all of a sudden?
No, not yet.
You know,
but Griffin is complaining about cold spots.
Yeah, it's true. So. A cold spot, like right on this leg.
Is that a sign of a ghost?
You know, we've had ghost stuff happen in our house. It's like the season. We only have it in the fall and winter, it seems like. But Jeff got hit in the back the other day.
So he says, the ghost hit you?
Ghost, oh, fuck, that's right. It happened, yeah. I got woken up at like 4 in the morning. Somebody slapped me on the back. And I thought it was Griffin.
Like on the ass or on the
back? No, like on the shoulder. And I thought it was Griffin. And I turned over and she was facing the other way. And I was like, I could still feel it after I woke up. And I was like,
I'm really fast.
I was jarred by it. And I was like, why the fuck would you hit me awake? Just shake me. And there was nobody there.
You're a sleep slapper?
And then you woke up later too. You heard
and then later on at like 6:30, Griffin woke me up by saying, hey. And I turned over and she was totally out.
Hmm.
I was fucked up.
You and Millie talk in your sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
What you do.
You know, I lived at, you'll visit one of my apartments when I lived over there on Enfield that was pretty haunted also.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I had a bunch of small things happen, but the most freaky thing that ever happened is I had one of those old-timey alarm clocks with two bells on the top.
Oh, I remember this.
You know, and it had like the little hammer that went back and forth between them. And one day, like at 3 in the morning, I heard a bell ring and opened my eyes and I was all groggy and I looked at my alarm clock and the hammer started slowly moving back and forth between the bells, going like ding, 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 ding.
That's fucked up, dude.
I fucking took the batteries out of that clock and like threw it in the attic.
Didn't you have...
Speaking of your attic...
Yeah, you had the Ju-on house.
Yeah, it looked just like The Grudge. Like, your apartment looked exactly like The Grudge. It had the attic space and everything, like the crawl space.
It was pretty
That was
freaky.
The worst thing about... Like, I had to check on your cat, and it was always terrifying, even if it was in the middle of the day.
Didn't you have a weird thing, too, with, like, people... Like, yeah, was it a toilet paper issue? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you fucking put toilet paper on my door.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, was that me? I remember the incident. I don't remember doing it.
You were so convincing. You couldn't remember doing it.
You were so committed to the lie.
What did I put on it?
We're watching you poop or something. And you like put that roll of toilet paper on my door.
That's awesome.
Y'all are funny.
Oh, and you said that your wife saw some like shadows or something, right?
Yeah.
Around the house.
Yeah. And I would come home and my TV would be on sometimes.
Well,
I mean, to be fair,
that could have been the cat wanting to watch TV.
It's true. The cat could turn on the stereo system. He always had trouble with the TV, though. Beyond his little kitty paws.
And that's why he had to die.
Yeah, and now he's dead. Hey, are you... You don't have a PS3 other than the one here at the office, right?
I have this PS3 on my desk, yes.
But you don't have one at home?
No, I don't have one at home.
Hmm. I wonder if I'm the only one excited about... Netflix on the PS3.
Are you really excited about it?
Yeah, I like having options.
You like having the same option on your PS3 as you have on your Xbox that's in the same place at the same TV?
Why not?
I guess.
I have 3 TVs in my house, but only 2 Xboxes. Now I can move the PlayStation to the other TV.
Your house is like 800 square feet. Why do you need
you
3 TVs?
You can see all TVs wherever you stand in the
you
house.
Have 2 rooms.
I also have 3 wireless access points. My house is fucking covered.
So let's talk about that PS3 thing. They just announced that next month they're going to add Netflix integration to the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm reading through the lines here because I remember Microsoft had some sort of an exclusive agreement with Netflix to put it in Marketplace and to stream movies to the Xbox. And then lo and behold, here comes the PS3 announcement. And I guess there's... And I could be wrong, but it seems to me they're circumventing whatever this exclusivity agreement is by forcing PS3 users to own a disc.
Yeah, well, they'll give you the disc. I mean, that seems weird to me. And
you have to have the disc in the PS3 to be able to use the Netflix service. You can't install it.
Yeah, that's the thing. From a consumer perspective, I don't like the fact that I would have to have a disc in there. Like, I'll have to go and swap discs out if I want to, you know, stream Netflix. And then... As a person, I don't like the fact that they're like trying to squirm out of an exclusivity deal.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fuck you to Microsoft.
Yeah.
And then it's just like another example, and you know, this is my bias talking, but it seems like another example of Sony getting a service that Microsoft has, but in a kludgier, not as elegant way.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, just...
I'm excited to try it. I already requested my free PlayStation 3 disc.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I hear it's shipping November. Mm. Yeah, it's just weird. I wonder if the disc is going to spin and make a lot of noise.
Oh, the PS3 is pretty quiet, though, compared to the 360.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So, I don't know. I'll let you know when I get it.
All right, cool. And it's going to have the exact same movies and the exact same options. Like, you'll be able to manage your queue from, like, a few, like, 100 videos that they have posted and all that stuff.
Well, and another reason this makes me excited is maybe we'll see more Sony Pictures or Columbia Pictures movies showing up on Netflix now that Sony...
That is a great idea. Now, the question is, will they show up across all of Netflix? Will they get to be on Microsoft on Xbox as well?
We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully. I'd hate for it to be fractured like that.
It might be that.
I would too, but, you know, We'll see. You know, Gav was talking to me yesterday. They also launched that Sky service in the UK.
Oh, yeah. I saw him doing that on Xbox Live last
night.
Yeah.
He has a... He was able, because like his family subscribes to Sky, and so they have like all the pay-per-view and all the sports packages and all that, and he was able to like enter in a code, I guess, and he unlocked all that stuff on his Xbox, so he can like watch, he can watch any, like this is a big deal if you're British and you don't care about real sports, he could watch like any soccer game from the season, like just stream, like they have every game of the season, like he's a big fan of Tottenham.
Could he watch, like, does it like... Could you watch old games, or is it just like...
No, he can watch old games. Like, he can go that season and be like, oh, I wanted to watch game four. I never got to see Tottenham and, you know, fucking Man U or whatever, Newcastle. So I'm going to watch that game. And he can also stream
so you can see
current games.
Tottenham lose any game.
Any game they want to lose this season, he can watch.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said the only downside is that I don't think it's HD. But he was like, he said it's basically like watching any television program he has available to him in England on his Xbox.
That's pretty cool. I wish it was HD, but... Why do we have that shit here?
I know, right? It sounds cooler than what we have.
Yeah, we don't have shit.
I know, it's fucked up. What we do have, though, is I got into that preview program for the new NXE.
Oh, the NNXE?
The NNXE. NNXE. And I got to test out that Zune video marketplace, and I showed it to you. That is pretty impressive. Yeah. 1080p streaming.
It starts instantly. That's instantly. The thing I was most impressed with.
But by instantly, it's like 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's, you know? That's pretty instant.
But it doesn't, like, at least we have a shitty internet connection.
That's faster than instant Top Ramen.
It is faster than instant Top Ramen. That's a very that's a way to put it in
that's the way I'm going to gauge all time in my life now. Is versus instant Top Ramen preparation time.
Well, in that case, it blows it away.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like streaming 1080p, and it was awesome. It looked really good.
You you bought Crank 2.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find that many 1080p videos on there, and Crank 2 was like the newest one I could find, so I got that.
It had an interesting intro. It looked like a 8-bit video game fight sequence.
Yeah, it did.
It was during the credit sequence at the very beginning of the movie.
I hadn't had a chance to check out the Last FM stuff, because that's just, it doesn't interest me, really.
Yeah.
The Twitter thing seemed kind of, like, whatever. I don't know. I'm not a big Twitter fan anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't see myself using that.
But the Facebook app was pretty cool.
The Facebook app is better on the Xbox than it is on the computer.
Yeah.
It was faster.
It was. It was a lot faster. Facebook's a slow website.
Yeah. Trust me, I know a thing or two about slow websites.
How many? Didn't you discover how many servers they have at Facebook?
They have 30,000 servers running Facebook.com.
How many servers do you guys have running this?
Just 300.
We have like 9 that run Rooster Teeth.
Okay.
It's a complicated system.
So we can run Rooster Teeth just as slow on 9 servers as they can on 30,000.
In your Facebook. that reminds me. I don't know if I talked about this in the podcast. I bought the domain yourfaceisabook.com.
Which is probably only funny to us.
I think I'm going to redirect that to be like, to go to my Facebook profile. If you go to yourfaceisabook.com, it'll go to me. That doesn't exist yet, but maybe I'll do that.
You should do it by the time this podcast comes out.
No, I got to make the podcast first. Yeah. Okay. Maybe by the next podcast.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. I want to see it.
No, then that would be myfacesofbook.com, and I don't own that, so don't register that.
You and I have a long history of buying stupid domain names. Mm-hmm. I think I own about 15 right now.
I think I own about 15 also.
And it all started, the first dumb domain name I can ever remember us owning was you owned showmethemonkey.com.
That was the first domain I ever bought.
It was.
It was right around the time Jerry Maguire was popular, the whole Show Me the Money thing.
And you made Show Me the Monkey. And then that got lampooned in another movie later, and we were pissed off about it. Do you remember that? It was a Brendan Fraser movie, and it had something to do with him and a monkey.
Oh, yeah, Monkey Tales or Monkey...
Shit, yeah. And in the trailer, he goes, Show Me the Monkey! And you and I were both like, motherfucker.
How did that guy, like, he's pretty good looking, and he's reasonably talented. I don't know why he wasn't, I mean, he's got these dumb movies, and he does these...
He was in the Mummy movies, those are really popular.
Yeah, that's like the highlight of his career. Otherwise, it was like George of the Jungle, and like, what is that one where he's like, he's in a bomb shelter and he comes out, and he says there's a war?
No.
That's a similar concept.
I know the movie you're talking about, I don't remember
Blast from the Past?
Yeah, that was it.
Is that what it is? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's like... Well, you know, fuck it. Dude's got money, I bet.
Yeah.
He's
probably rich as hell. Has some hot-ass Canadian wife who doesn't care. You know?
And we all know the names of all of his movies.
It's true. Well, yeah, I guess we do now.
Yep. So, he's doing something right.
Hats off to you, Brendan Fraser. He was in Brain Candy, which is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Brendan Fraser, I know you're listening. If you want to be on the podcast, just let me know.
If you're... Brendan, as an aside, if you know Dina Meyer and could put in a good word for me, I would appreciate it.
You think they know each other?
Everybody in Hollywood knows each other.
I guess that's true.
And they're probably about the same level of fame at this
point. Bite your tongue.
What?
Brendan Fraser's way more famous than Dina Meyer.
Today?
Yeah. He just had a mummy movie come out last year.
I bet Dina Meyer had a movie come out last year, too. I bet
it wasn't the fucking mummy.
It might have even been theatrical.
It wasn't a movie with Rachel Weisz and Jet Li.
I guess not. Oh, yeah, Jet Li's a big star these days.
Duh.
Yeah. Didn't Jet Li, like, get hurt, and now he can't do action movies anymore?
I don't know. That's something like that, right?
I read that somewhere.
He did that movie about fighting in Hong Kong or something, and that was his last, like, fighting movie, apparently.
Until Mummy 3.
He was a mummy. You didn't have to fight. You just had to shamble around a little.
Did you see Mummy 3?
No, I did not.
No?
I saw the first two. They were all right.
I liked them. Yeah, I did.
We're going to be mummies this year for Halloween.
Are you?
It's true.
The three of us.
That sounds fun.
I actually should be making that right now, but I'm here. Also, I should be writing the comic. But
How are you going to do that? Like toilet paper mummies?
No. I'm going to put some work into it.
Oh.
It's going to look good. I'll post pictures.
That's cool. I'm going as Gus this year again.
Do you still have a Lebowski costume?
But what costume?
You had a costume for Lebowski, like the Big Lebowski.
Oh man, I probably don't have that anymore.
Who did you go out? You went as Walter.
Walter, there you go.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You must have been the world's skinniest Walter.
I was. Yeah. But you know what? Might have been the world's angriest Walter.
That's
and
true.
And that's what counts with that character. It's not the size, it's the anger.
You should have gone as Jesus. You would actually fit the look.
I've always wanted to dress up as Jesus, the Jesus from the Big Lebowski, as a Halloween costume.
Do it this
you
year.
Should, yeah. I mean, your frame and everything.
It's a little last minute. I don't know where you can get a purple jumpsuit like
I
that.
Know where you can get a purple jumpsuit.
What? No way.
Yeah, on South Congress. Let's go.
No way.
I'll take pictures.
Impossible.
Dude, this lady knows costumes, man. You're in her neck of the woods now. She can get you a purple jumpsuit by 3 p.m. With or without a headscarf. And that's the last time we'll ever make that joke.
Welcome to Griffin Country.
Yeah.
So you're going to be working on costumes the rest of the day, Griffin?
I should write a comic because now like Luke's going to know that I haven't actually been working on it like I've been telling him over AIM.
Don't worry, he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Okay.
What's your comic going to be about?
It's going to be, we're doing Jason doing his like world tour like around the neighborhood.
Mm.
So
okay.
I'm just going to do either a conclusion to that or we had some ideas that are time sensitive, so I might do something like that. I don't know. I never think about these things.
Is this a comic for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you have till tomorrow.
Right. Except it needs to be drawn.
Luke can draw fast, right?
You know, Luke works, like, on the internet, but he's impossible to get a hold of using the internet. He's never on AIM.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. He's impossible to get a hold of. I don't know, like, where he is all day.
He's probably doing art type stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Buying
probably looking at apples and drawing them. That's what artists do, right? They, like, yeah. they buy fruit to look at.
He's got that little wooden doll, and he's posing it in different positions.
You know, those things are expensive. They're, like, $30 just to get a little wooden guy.
Well, that sucks.
I bet there's something on the internet that has you can just pre-position it. I haven't looked, but I'm going to look for it now.
Okay.
I bet there is.
Yeah, you can get a magic 8-ball, so you can probably get one.
If there's a magic 8-ball on the internet, you've got to be able to do it.
Yeah. There might be an iPhone app for it. I should check.
So, Gus, are you going to see any movies this weekend?
No. What's out? What's coming out?
I have no idea.
Oh, I want to see that horror movie. The one that's supposed
to
be scary. I keep looking at Gus and I'm like going off
Saw
mic.
6.
No, not Saw 6. It's the one,
Paranormal
Activity. I want to see that.
I've heard it's pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Like bad and as in
it
scary
was,
or bad
It was
as
number
horrible?
One in the box office.
Well, I guess you can't argue with that. How did The Clumps do when it came out?
I don't know, but I heard that was a really good movie. Well, Paranormal Activity climbed to number one.
It had like, actually. It was released only in certain theaters, right? And you had to like...
It was a dumb
stunt thing or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
it was stupid.
Yeah. I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and I decided that they were going to release it wide anyway. They just want people to talk about it.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter whether or not.
But it worked, you know. The movie's made over $60 million so far.
Kudos. So, people are stupid.
Not bad for a $15,000 movie.
Yeah, it sold at... Anyway, I think we talked about it. It sold at Slam Dance. We made the joke. It's the only movie ever that sold there.
Yeah, we don't need to rehash.
We went to Slam Dance once a couple years ago at the same time as Sundance.
Yes, we did.
Didn't Bernie judge some kind of game contest?
Yeah, he did. He just like best independent game contest. Mm-hmm.
Narbacular Drop won, right?
No, they didn't win.
Oh,
he voted for them to win, but they didn't win. And Narbacular Drop ended up being Portal, and the game that did win ended up being who fucking knows. It wasn't Portal, that's for sure. So
It was weird seeing Portal before it was Portal.
Yeah, I didn't go that year, so I didn't see it.
Oh, you weren't there?
Yeah, that was our second year at Sundance. I only went the first year.
Shit, what was that, 2005?
Yeah, I'm going to say that's right.
Yeah. January 2005.
That was the only time that we went, or that you went, I think.
We went that first year when you were knocked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you slept in a pantry.
Yeah, we slept in a pantry. Up everywhere. I threw up in the snow a lot. Actually, that's when I learned to dislike Neil Gaiman. I'm back to liking him again. But I had to see Mirror Mask there. I mean, I was really excited about it. And I waited in line for like an hour or 2 hours. And like, I was so sick. And then we went in and like, we left like 30 minutes in. We were so
I went with you. I remember we were behind the Eccles Theater, right? We were like waiting in the snow.
Yeah.
That movie was lame. And Griffin went outside and was throwing up all over the snow. And people were like, that movie must have sucked.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was disappointed by that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but he wrote, we just read the Graveyard book, and I think it might be young adult, but it's really acute. It's a really cool concept, and I'm back to liking Neil Gaiman again.
What's it about?
It's about a boy whose parents, or his whole family gets...
You don't want to give too much
away. I'm not going to give too much away. This is just the first chapter. I'm not going to give anything away. It's a boy, or like a toddler, who his family gets murdered. And he's wandering out, and then he's like the one family member that doesn't get murdered. And he wanders into a graveyard, and the ghosts raise him.
Oh, that's
I'm really into ghosts,
weird.
Obviously. Yeah, so he's brought it up too many times.
Grows up in a graveyard, essentially.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And he's got like, he meets all these different characters that hang out in a graveyard.
So cool. Is it like characters from like all different time
frames? Yeah. And that's really cool because he learns like, eventually I'm not going to give too much away. Eventually he goes to a real school with kids, and he's always getting into fights with a history teacher because he knows a different history.
Because
he hears it from the people that live during the time.
It's not like goofy famous dead people or anything.
Right.
Regular people.
But the whole thing is like the person that killed his family is still looking for him, and so he's got to hide in the graveyard.
Why does this guy hate his family so much?
Well, that's part of the story.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the ghosts protect him.
they do.
Okay,
they do.
Good.
You should read it. No, I know that's never going to happen.
Yeah,
it's pretty short.
I don't read.
It's a real short read.
If it's not a technical manual, I'm not opening it.
Is that why you like Snow Crash?
I do like Snow Crash. I don't know. I think Snow Crash might have been the last book I ever read. No, that's not true.
Because, you know, Griffin and I are doing this thing where we've never read science fiction together. We like to read together. And so we decided that we would read a science fiction book, and we've both read a lot independently of each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided that why not just read the best science fiction book ever? And so we looked at a ton of lists online. And the general consensus is that, what are we reading?
We're reading Ender's Game.
Ender's Game is the best science fiction book ever written. And we're enjoying it thoroughly. But when I told you that, you said that book sucks. You need to read.
No, I didn't say that. Ender's Game.
I read that in high school.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I read it.
I'm really liking it. We're not very far in, so don't give us any spoilers.
I said that Neuromancer sucks.
Oh right, Neuromancer is a great book.
Piece of shit.
Good lord.
No, that
actually a piece of shit.
Snow Crash is good, but the last chapter and the ending kind of falls off.
Oh like, really? No, that's too bad.
Yeah, so that's why I can't say it's the best book ever.
Hmm. What is the best book ever?
The Bible. I think that's a trick question. I don't know why you even have to ask.
The Bible. Certainly the best novel ever made.
Duh.
Hey-o.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the best book ever made is.
I don't know if you could...
You can't qualify that.
Rooster Teeth Comics Year 3.
Yeah, it's like...
Really?
comes out next month.
Yeah, coming out next month.
Yeah.
Pick it up. We have a lot of products coming out. I know we already talked about that, but shit, we do have a lot of stuff coming out.
We're prolific.
We need to make, like, a collection of... podcasts on a CD and sell that now.
Let's do it, dude.
Yeah.
We could do like, that's what Ricky Gervais did, right? Not to go back to the Ricky Gervais thing, but
Jesus Christ.
He collects his podcasts into seasons and sells them as audiobooks.
Smart.
It is smart.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, you should
do it. Let's do it.
All right.
I'll sell them out of my trunk. I'll go down to the Whataburger like at South First.
You'd
be like, I'd be like, buy some CDs. They're screwed and chopped.
Yeah, it's the Chopped and Screwed Rooster Teeth podcast. Also, I have steaks.
And don't badmouth the steaks. Every time I drive by that gas station, I always wonder if that dude's still there selling steaks.
Dude, he's probably a gold mine for him.
Probably is. Yeah. His boss is always yelling at him, though. You got to get rid of him.
That should be that should be your prize for your next contest, whatever your site contest is.
Win a steak?
Yeah, you should do it. You can hook that up.
We could do that.
Man, but I'm afraid like there's some kind of like health ramification about mailing meat. You know, like what if we send someone a steak and it's bad? And,
dude, that'd be a great name for a band, Mailing Meat.
Mailing Meat.
If any of you enterprising podcast listeners start some sort of heavy metal band and gets famous, I want credit for your name.
Man, I had a dream about rotting meat last night. That's weird that we're talking about it.
Did you really?
Yeah, after I told you about the dehydrated horse. But then later I had to clean up a bunch of like piles of rotting meat.
Good lord.
I don't know what my dreams are about. Like, I should probably not be talking about them because it's probably obvious to everyone else.
Death and decay?
I don't know.
The decline of society?
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. Like, I was just taking care of a dehydrated horse, and then I gave it a bunch of water really quickly, and then someone came up, they're like, you're not supposed to give a dehydrated horse a lot of water right away. And then they told me it's like some kind of brain problem, so I kept watching my horse to make sure it was okay. And then I had to go scoop up piles of rotting meat.
When you say you were giving water to a dehydrated horse, I think of those like little sponge foam animals that you like pour water on overnight right. And they grow all big.
Yeah, it became a normal-sized horse.
How did you make sure your horse's brain was okay? Did you give him simple math problems and see if he could hoof it out? Like 1 + 1.
Like, no, all good.
I didn't even think to do that, which is odd.
You probably should have.
Yeah.
Horses love math.
I was just looking for swelling, really. Like
brain swelling?
Yeah.
You could see his brain coming out of his ear and you knew he had a problem.
Push it
back
in.
Well, he seemed to be okay, but then I got distracted by the meat, so.
Running meat's pretty gross.
It was really, really gross. And I couldn't, the rest of the dream, I just spent like looking for a faucet that I wash my hands.
One time when I was in Puerto Rico, like the day after, garbage day was every week, like anywhere else, like most other places. And the day after garbage day, the refrigerator in my house died.
Like, you say garbage day, it makes me laugh. So they got that stupid video.
The motor got blown out, and like all the meat in the fridge rotted, like went bad. So I had like 6 days until garbage day, so I put it all in the trash can. And then just like waited, and it was the most horrific stink in the world.
Your neighbors probably thought you killed somebody.
Yeah, the neighbors came over and complained.
I don't know. I apologize if this fucks you on the link dump. I don't know if you can find it, if it still exists, but that reminds me of Stinky Meat Project. Do you remember that?
Stinky Meat Project? Stinky Feet Project?
Yeah, Stinky Meat was like a response to Stinky Feet or vice versa. Who can remember?
Stinky Meat was first.
But you probably never saw this, Griffin, but this is a long time ago on the internet, on the site The Spark, that used to have cool content and then just became like a Cliff Notes kind of company. Yep. But, this dude took and put a bunch of meat on a plate and stuck it in the back of his neighbor's yard, and then would sneak over every day and take a picture and see how long it took his neighbor to find the meat via the smell. He had like a big backyard, or how long it took the meat just to disintegrate. It was really gross.
What happened?
It made it like 3 weeks or something before. Yeah. I don't remember how the experiment ended, but it made it forever.
I think the neighbor eventually found it.
Did he?
But remember, he had a ton of projects. Like, one of his other projects was the Date My Sister project,
yeah.
Where he had his sister come up and stay with him, and he installed hidden cameras in his apartment to watch her.
And then he hired her to write a thing called, like, Beth in the City or something, and it was her interpretation of dating in Boston, where he lived. And then she would write fake articles, and he changed the local host at the apartment to point to a website that was all of her articles.
So she thought it was actually going up, but it wasn't. And then he would try to get his friends to go out with her. Then he'd like hide in the bushes and take pictures of them on their dates.
It was brilliant. It was really good. And she busted him eventually, and it was very funny.
It ended when she was like lying on the couch and noticed the spy camera in the ceiling fan.
And in that she calls his mom. The guy's name was Christian, and she's like, "He did it again."
You guys talking about the dude from The Spark?
Yeah, Christian. Christian Rutter.
I had the weirdest spotting of that dude. How come I come in the phone fucking rings? How's that possible? It's Matt. Hey, Matt. I'm hanging up on you. Okay, so he'll probably call back. I had the weirdest spotting of that dude. He was in an Oscars video during the Academy Awards.
What?
They had like a series of people just on a white background talking into the camera about movies, and he was one of the dudes.
What?
It was weird. Really weird.
When was that?
It was like 5 years ago.
Wow. He was in, like, a band, I remember.
He had a band. I should see if I can find his website again.
Yeah. If you can go back and find any of that dude's old stuff from The Spark.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. I remember he did an article one time that was how to lose a fight so that the other guy gets arrested.
Yeah.
And in it, he said that, I'll never forget this quote for as long as I live, mathematics is the science of not getting laid. Which is... a prolific quote that won't go down in history as such, but totally true.
That dude was very funny. I was sorry when The Spark changed formats. I think it's like
they do quizzes,
like a Cliff Notes and a dating site, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So weird. It was such a weird transition for a website to go through.
Also, fuck it, while we're talking about The Spark, they used to have a t-shirt that I look for on eBay once in a while that I've always wanted. They used to sell a t-shirt that said, "The Internet, I Can't Believe It's Not Better," and it was the "I Can't Believe It's Not Butter" logo.
Yeah, same font and everything.
It was brilliant.
That's funny.
So, if anybody can find that shirt for me, drop me an email.
Man, I always look for that shirt, too.
Yeah. That's a shame. Internet time's gone by.
Why didn't we ever just buy it? Why didn't we just fucking buy it when we saw it?
Because we're stupid.
People should buy stuff from websites they like.
Yeah, I agree.
If there's a product they like on a website like roosterteeth.com, they should buy it.
No, you're bringing up an excellent point here, Gus, and I'm not even making a joke. We didn't buy those shirts. That might have been all they needed was you and I to buy those two shirts to continue with their entertaining content. Instead, mm-hmm. they went the route of making money by doing quizzes so they could collect information about you to sell to other companies, or however the fuck that worked, and selling Cliff Notes. They could be making funny content today, and you and I could be wearing our shirts. But instead, they went the way of the dinosaur.
One thing I wanted to talk about last week, and we never got around to, I forgot about, is I don't know if you heard this story, but did you hear that Google Voice voicemails were appearing like in public searches on Google?
Yes, I did.
So like, you could listen to people's voicemails or read transcripts of their voicemails if they were using the Google Voice service. I mean, who didn't see that coming?
How long was that up for, by the way?
I think it was only up for like a day or two, but still, it fucking happened.
Yeah.
I mean, all these people who talk about, you know, cloud computing and offloading all of your information to someone else to take care of, this is what fucking happens. The service either fucks up and deletes everything or makes it publicly available so everyone can see your shit.
Didn't something similar happen with Ames a while back, too?
Oh, yeah. No, that was AOL released... Not AIM-log.
Searches.
Oh, that's right. AOL released all their AOL searches for a while so people could trend them. They released, like, 150,000 searches, and it had, like, IP addresses and potentially identifying information. I've still got a copy of all those searches.
Do you really?
Yeah. They took it offline very quickly.
Yeah.
But I got them. I know what you looked for. I know you fucking dirty, dirty people. You can see, yeah, their searches and their IP addresses, I think.
Through AOL.com or the AOL service? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Through their search system.
Do people still have AOL as a service? Like, when was the last time you saw an AOL disc? You used to do this fucking thing to me where you would get free AOL discs from, what was that? Not the library.
I think I got them at the post office.
And you would hide them all over my house and in my bags and stuff. And I'd literally be, like, taking a shower, and I'd go to get a towel out, and an AOL disc would drop out of the fucking towel rack.
I forgot I used to do that.
You did that to me for probably 3 years. It was horrible.
I forgot about that.
God, they were everywhere.
Yeah. I wonder if you stacked every AOL disc ever made, like, from the surface of the Earth, how tall they would be.
To go to Jupiter.
Fucking Jupiter. Man, they used to get those all the fucking time. I mean, yeah. they moved, they, those things have existed, they were around for so long, they transitioned from one media to another. They moved from diskettes to the CD.
That's true.
God, who fucking used those things?
I don't know.
Are they even still an ISP?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I don't know. Can you go to, like, can you sign up for AOL? How about, what were the other ones? Prodigy, CompuServe?
Prodigy's, I'm pretty sure, is gone. CompuServe, I think, is gone as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I had a Prodigy account briefly, like back in 1993.
How was it?
I don't remember. I don't remember a damn thing about it.
Can you imagine if you got to travel back in time, but not a good amount, just like, I don't know, 8 years, and you had to deal with like the internet from 8 years ago? That would be the worst.
Yeah.
Fucking dial-up modems. Having a slingshot get a decent connection.
Slingshot?
You remember slingshot
modems? Oh, I
forgot
about that.
Yeah.
Those are those modems you could buy, and you could, if you had two phone lines, you could bind them so there was like one fast internet connection between two modems and two phone lines.
Fast.
Yeah. Fuck, I forgot about that. God, shotgunning.
Yeah.
We used to work tech support, and I got two or three calls from people who shotgunned.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was always, this never works. I don't understand how that technology could work.
What was the worst modem ever made? Do you remember we used to always get it? I can't think of what it's called.
It was they were modems with the RPI chipset.
It was a specific brand we used to always get. And if somebody would call with that modem, we would just immediately feel like, yeah, sorry. This is never going to work for you.
Yeah, I don't remember. We had problems with like the Lucent K56.
Yeah. This is getting super nerdy.
Yeah, we probably should get away from the nerdy tech support talk as quickly as we can.
Let's move away from the podcast to lunch and drinks.
I'm all for that.
Let's go to Roaring Fork.
Oh, I love going to the Roaring Fork.
Oh, actually, you guys have... Can we talk about video games, finally?
Sure.
Okay. Jeff and I have been playing Fable 2 together, and he's... I don't know. Look, we've been playing a couple of games, but that's the one that I've been kind of fixated on lately. And we've been having a lot of trouble with dating.
So it's just like real life.
We spent an hour trying to get, like, I was her henchman helping her. We spent an hour trying to take somebody on the perfect date for that stupid achievement.
It's called a wingman.
Couldn't do it. I was a wingman, yeah. Couldn't do it.
It could not do it. And I had to spend so much money on this guy. But actually, the problem we've been having, like, I feel... oddly, like, guilty. I don't know if you guys experience that when you play video games sometimes, especially the ones where you have, you know, you can make decisions and, like, become good or evil. And I can never let myself be evil even if it's more fun. But I got, like, 100 evil points because my husband left me and then the state took away my kid because I tried to get the polygamous achievement, but I made the mistake of bringing her home and, like, trying to get everyone to live under the same roof. And I guess it's not, like, Utah polygamy. It's, like, whatever, you know, the... I guess, the lying type that you have, like, a husband or family. A wife, like, yeah, yeah. Secret families. So I'm going to try that next, but...
Never mix your Texas and your Eskimo family.
Have you all been playing any Borderlands?
Oh, we played a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we played it for... Well, we haven't played a lot because, obviously, we've been in intense DVD testing mode. But, yeah, we played for about an hour Saturday morning.
You need to get another copy. That way we can all play on an Xbox Live party together.
I would love to. Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it. Like, Jeff described it to me, and I didn't think I was going to like the game type. But I really, like, had a lot more fun with the shoot. Well, I'm not really a good shooter. Like, I'm playing the Berserker, so I'm better, like, hands-on.
I haven't played that one yet.
I actually prefer... I prefer melee fighting anyway, just in general, when I play video games.
I'm not...
Are you playing a soldier?
I'm playing a soldier.
All right, cool.
Which is weird. She's the Berserker, but she still has weapons, and it still seems like she uses the weapons.
Hmm.
But I guess we haven't gotten to the point where we have our special attacks and stuff.
Yeah, you get that at level 5.
Okay. But I'm trying to think that RPS might be the new genre.
It's pretty good. It's a good game.
Like, Fallout, I think, is still... I got to get back to it. I quit playing when Gav came to town. It's still probably the most fun I've had playing a 360 game. And then Borderlands is just like, you know...
Fallout Light.
Fallout Light, yeah. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Borderlands. I think I got up to level 25 last night.
Have you beat it yet?
No.
No.
So I've got a level 25 soldier and a level 22 siren.
Oh, wow. So you...
Yeah, I need to... I think I like the siren more, but I'm playing the soldier right now.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you playing again?
I'm playing Soldier.
Soldier. Yeah. And you were trying to decide between him and the other one.
Him and the Siren, actually. I'd already watched Gus play the Siren a bit, and I wanted to see something new, mm-hmm. So I picked the Soldier.
Okay.
He seemed to be the most well-balanced.
So no one wants to be the Hunter. The Hunter looks stupid to me.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I hate to say it, because I probably would like the sniper rifle and stuff, but his character design makes me not want to play him.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy that would be really annoying to talk to.
You know what's funny about that game? Remember, I don't know if you paid attention to it, but on the character selection screen, like, the bus driver's kind of roasting the guys.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, what about you? You look like some kind of dominatrix.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, he like goes down the list and like makes fun of everyone.
Okay.
Except for the berserkers, like, you, I'm not gonna make fun of you.
Oh, I remember that part, and then that's around the time I picked.
Yeah.
I will say I really like cell shading got really big for a while there, and then kind of fell out of favor because I think it was overused, you know, around the Dreamcast or mm-hmm. PS2 days. But this is an example of cell shading done really well.
Yeah, it's good.
I really, really dig it.
Yeah, it's the first time I've played a game like this, I mean, just style-wise. And I like it because it's like playing a three-dimensional comic book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, for sure.
Whenever I think of cel-shading, though, I always think of the old Jet Grind Radio and Jet Set Radio Future.
Absolutely, and...
Jet Set Radio Future was probably my favorite cel-shaded game.
Dude, that game still looks good today.
That game looks fucking amazing.
My favorite...
That's the game I had a fucking weird experience with, where I played that game a ton, and then when I went to Tokyo... Like, I was on the subway, and I was like, holy shit, I know where we are because of Jet Set Radio Future.
That's awesome.
It's like, I recognize this like, bus terminal.
Dude, the exact same thing happened to me when I went to Liberty City. I think the best cel-shaded game of all time, for me, was probably Dark Cloud 2, which I know a lot of people didn't play, but I fucking love that game.
Yeah.
It looked great.
Worst cel-shaded game I ever played? 13.
Oh my god, yeah, that game was atrocious.
What do you guys think the most well-designed, just like visually well-designed game is?
Of all time, that's tough. I would say current generation, the best-looking game I've seen is Uncharted 2.
Uncharted 2 looks amazing.
It's really impressive.
I haven't seen it.
It's a PS3 game.
Okay.
But it looks really, really, really good.
Yeah, I can show you some stuff. I made some Achievement Hunter videos, and it's just amazing looking.
Okay.
And it's a fun game, too. It's a real good game.
Let me ask you this, because I asked this in my journal the other day, because I was looking at Uncharted 2 and how good it looked, and I thought, what's the best-looking game on the 360? What do you think the best-looking game on the 360 is?
It might be Fallout 3.
Fallout 3 looks good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Maybe it's kind of dated now, but BioShock was so pretty.
Yeah, BioShock.
At the time, I bet if we went back, it wouldn't look as graphically impressive.
BioShock 2 is coming out soon.
It's true.
It's amazing, too, like how that happens, how you're like, you remember, because I remember when you were playing, Call of Duty 4? That's not the game. The one where you were the Freedom Fighter. What one is that?
Oh,
Crackdown?
No.
Just Cause.
When you're playing Just Cause, like, I was really impressed. And then you played it recently because you had to go pick up some achievement you hadn't gotten yet. And it really didn't hold up at all.
No.
It's amazing how quickly things are moving. Mm-hmm, you know?
For sure. Just Cause 2 is coming out next year, too.
Okay.
I bet that'll look awesome.
Are you excited?
I'm pretty excited.
Because that was when you sort of decided on the sightseeing thing you're doing with the videos now. That's something you really like to do, just like looking around and finding stuff.
That was kind of the seed, yeah. I started this new feature on Achievement Hunter where it's called sightseeing, where I just walk around the game and look at Easter eggs and just like, you know, points of interest. And Griffin's right. It happened to me when I was playing Just Cause. Like, I was in this town, like this little beach town, and I thought, this would be the nicest place to retire to. And I ended up like hanging around, just walking around the town for like probably 20 minutes, just totally lost and like completely immersed in the world of that little city.
Did you find the best mangoes in town?
I didn't. But that was like one of the first moments where I don't know, got sucked into a game and completely forgot about playing the game, you know? I could have just walked around Just Cause Forever. Looking at stuff.
That's cool.
Actually, I was talking about you last night. I was out with a woman. It was really surprising. She is like a graphic designer. But she was like in her 30s or something, and she said that she had every console, but she never has time to play games anymore because now she's an entrepreneur. But I was surprised because she didn't seem like the type. I don't know that would play video games, but she was really into them, and she liked to do what you do, just like explore. And she said, I wish there was a game where I didn't have to worry about the story so much as just have stuff to look at.
Yeah, I wish I could be invisible in WoW just so that I could walk around I could walk around WoW forever, too.
Yeah.
And just like
you can as a ghost just get somewhere and get
yeah well, you get 6 minutes or whatever.
That's true.
But like my favorite thing to do in WoW is to swim coastlines and just see where I can get to, you know.
You were obsessed with walking from one continent to the other.
I wanted to do it so badly. I tried so hard.
You should have done it like I don't know, like this walks across America where you have to like get people like interested in, like, to bring you things. And
I would do that. I'll walk across America.
You could be like you should make a character called Forrest Gump.
Yeah, and you should.
And
do
all
it.
You do is like run from the southern tip of Kalimdor to the northern tip and back and forth, like over and over.
Do it for 3 years.
Yeah, just see like how many people like start recognizing what you're doing.
So Griffin, you have lately gotten into video games like Brutal Legend, Fable 2. You've been playing Borderlands a little bit, and now you want to play DJ Hero.
Yeah, and actually, like you asked me to go pick it up last night, and it was too Best Buy closed by the time I got home, but I don't know. Like, I'm a little bit nervous about getting sucked into that. I'm feeling really, like, noncommittal with video games right now. Like, I can't get too excited about any... I don't know. Like, I just kind of want to test the waters. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I just don't want to get sucked in. Because when I first started playing Guitar Hero with you, that was all we played for months and months and months. Like, we got really sucked in. And I'm kind of... And I definitely know that DJ Hero is going to be more fun than that. Just based on all the things you can do. Like, you can do what, like...
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what things are called.
We played it in the office a little bit. Because we did a commercial
sure
in it.
Talk about
Yeah, no, no, the game's out. We did, okay. Joel did the DJ Hero commercial a while back.
Yeah, so I got to play it, and it was really fun. So I'm kind of worried about, like, getting one, because then I'm sure that I'll never get anything done again.
Getting stuff done's overrated.
Yeah? Is that true?
Just figure out a way to make a career out of playing DJ Hero.
Okay.
And you'll be set.
I finally busted out my Beatles Rock Band wireless drums last night for the first time.
How are they?
It's good. Now that my house is, like, getting further along, I can, you know, bust out my big video game accessories.
Speaking of that, dude, I am really excited because... somebody on the site, I think it was, I hope I'm not attributing it to the wrong person, but I think it was Fragger last week, notified me that MTV is selling Rock Band 1, like the full edition with all the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those things? Instruments?
Mm-hmm.
With all the instruments and a copy of Rock Band 2 for $79 postage paid.
Is that promotion still going on?
I don't know if it's still going on. It's called, it was rockband79.com. And I stopped playing, Griffin and I both stopped playing those guitar games at Guitar Hero 3, so we never bought a full set of mm-hmm. drums or any of that equipment. And so it was like a no-brainer. I bought it. I haven't received it yet, but I bought it last week, and if it's still around and you're looking for an entrance into that genre, that's a super cheap way to do it.
Yeah,
that's
great.
You get two full games, Rock Band and Rock Band 2, which is like 120 songs or something, and then the rest of it's just gravy. I mean, you can just buy like Rock Band, Beatles Rock Band, I can now get for $60 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited to jump back into that world.
You've got the system. Yeah, you've got all the instruments. Now you've got to fucking worry where you put a goddamn video game drum set.
It's true.
I've got two video game drum sets.
Where do they go?
What the fuck am I going to do? I have also like five guitars.
But it's kind of cool, too, because I waited. Now I have Rock Band, Rock Band 2, Guitar Hero World Tour, Guitar Hero 4 or 5, whichever the one isn't World Tour, Metallica, Van Halen, Beatles, Lego is coming out,
mm-hmm.
Band Hero, and then like the Rock Band track packs, of which there's like four. So it's like 12 games worth of yeah. Rock Band and
Plus,
Guitar Hero I can play.
Like a billion DLC songs.
Yeah, and a billion DLC
songs.
There
are so many of them.
So as an achievement whore, that opens up a whole world of possibilities to me. I'm mm-hmm. really excited. I figure I can get a good 5,000 or 6,000 points very easily just doing the easy achievements in those games.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
So you're setting up your game area? In your house?
Working on it.
We're talking about reworking our living room to be just a game-centric room. Yeah. Because, at this point, it's like, it's not, it is that anyway. There's, like, controllers everywhere all the mm-hmm. time and games everywhere all the time. We might as well, like, just gear it toward gaming and, like, have a decent setup.
You should come check out some of the things I've done, actually, in my living room. I'm pretty proud of, like, some of the choices I've made. Like,
okay.
It's all, everything is always out there, and you can just pick up a game and play very readily. But I think I've eliminated almost every visible wire. There are really? No wires at all in my living room.
Have you actually started the decorating process? Because I'd like to film it.
No, not yet.
Okay,
because we were waiting for siding, because we can't put anything on the walls, because when you're putting siding on, all the banging will just knock it off.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, when you start to do that, when you get ready to do that, let me know, and I'll film it.
Okay. Sounds fascinating.
No, I'm interested by that stuff. Whatever, shut up.
It's going to be for a segment of her new show, This Nerd House.
That's in a funny name.
Thanks. TM, copywritten, Jeff Ramsey, Receipts Productions.
Better register that before Leo does.
Oh, shit.
I'll just tell him to give it to me. Okay. It's the best part of Leo.
All right, is there anything else we want to talk about before we wrap up, get some lunch?
I don't think so. Just lots of new changes coming to Achievement Hunter. This is the busy season for us. Mm-hmm. So pretty much from this week until the end of the year, there's going to be a ton of videos. Like, I know right now you're working on Forza 3. I'm doing Tekken 6, Battle of Gay Tony tomorrow, next week's Dragon Age. Then, of course, Left 4 Dead 2, Assassin's Creed, and Call of Duty.
Another thing I do want to mention, last time I'm going to do it, I want to plug our DVDs that are coming out again one more time. And we do have a bundle. You can get the RT Shorts DVD and the Recreation DVD together for $30.
That's a super deal.
I've seen a few orders come through where people don't realize that. They're buying each DVD individually.
Yeah, be sure to do that.
Yeah, so don't do that. If you want to buy both, we have a pack put together, save you some money.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
They're both quality DVDs.
And be sure to check out the Trocadero CD when it comes out. It's called Ghosts That Linger. And also RT Comics Year 3 will be in the store in the next coming weeks.
Yep,
as well.
You can find it all in our store, and I think we've been making news posts about it.
And we'll continue to do so.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Ta-ta.
Bye.